Hey, Darish, we have a listener who's made it past the first episode.
That's very nice. Whoever you are, wherever you are, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for listening. We also wanted to drop this in there and let you know that the sound quality and the format of the episodes changed.
Yeah, at some point we decided to change our mics and learn a little bit more about sound editing and how this whole podcasting thing goes to improve the show.
Yeah, so probably try to hang in there. Around episode 6 is where the episodes take a little bit more shape. We do add some wrinkles as time goes on. But first and foremost, thanks for listening. And as always, if you have any feedback, please send it over our way, thedenimheads@gmail.com. Happy listening.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, welcome everybody. This is episode 3 of the Denim Heads podcast. I'm Dariush.
And I'm Pasha with Rumi in the background. I apologize, you may hear him snoring or barking in the background.
So, how is Rumi doing?
Rumi is on cloud 9 right now. We put the cookies out. He's waiting for Santa to come down the chimney and get a special Christmas belly rub.
Oh, that's good. Lucky yeah. Guy. Okay, good.
How's things in Switzerland?
Things are okay, considering, you know, all things. But we might get some snow, actually, in the next 2 or 3 days. So a little something to, you know, cheer up the mood.
Absolutely. That's good. Yeah, all the snow that we got last week has melted. But I'm happy to hear that you guys might have a white Christmas. That's good.
Yes, it might happen. I'll believe it when I see it, but looks like, you know, we're on the right path.
That's good. Darius, you sound a little different. Is there any change?
Do I? Oh, yes. Yes. I have a new microphone and I have spent the whole afternoon remodeling this room that used to be a dressing room, but is now starting to look like a studio, a recording studio. And I even, you know, I got the new mic, but I resisted buying some type of podcast mixing table. It's called a Rodecaster Pro. And it's something that, you know, I don't need right now, but I saw this thing and it looks like a very nice mixing table and you can plug in mics and there are buttons that you can preload with different sounds and stuff. And it looks amazing when it's on your table next to your mic and your computer. So I resisted until now, but I've seen a couple podcasters that I like STG, my friend Sam from Seen Through Glass and other guys like that. They use this thing and it looks really nice. But okay, for now, I resisted. But I'm happy with the new mic for now.
Well, that's good. I think we're on some new platforms. Is that correct?
Exactly. We are now listed on Spotify, on Apple Podcast and Stitcher. And some other platforms will be added to this list, hopefully very soon.
Oh, very good.
Yeah,
very good.
We're making moves.
We are. So I thought, you know, it's the end of the year. Christmas is right around the corner. It's actually tomorrow as we're recording this. We thought we'd give some ideas on what are some things that one could get, some gift ideas under certain budgets.
Yes.
As the year comes to a close, we're also thinking about things we wish we knew about a year ago.
Yes.
As we started our denim head journey and such. And then some cuts and such that we came across, some releases over the past year that we really liked and wanted to highlight.
Sure. So, I mean, you talked about Christmas and gifts and such. So, for example, let's say somebody has a budget of $100. What would you recommend?
Under 100, there's a lot of good options, a lot of fun options. You know, for under or around $50, you can get like a Studio D'Artisan keychain that's out there.
Those
are really cool. You know, around $35, $40, a little higher up. You can always get a pair of basic Levi's, or a brand that I really like is it's called Unbranded. Actually, the brand I like is Unbranded. It's a solid pair. You know, it's no frills. not much embroidery, if any, no branding on the patch or anything, but it's a company, I believe, out of Los Angeles.
Nice. Okay.
A number of cuts and different variations, just a solid pair of denim.
Okay. Cool. And let's say I have a $200 budget. Do you have something for me?
I think with 200, you have a lot more wiggle room. There's a lot of brands out there, such as Naked and Famous, that makes good quality products. There's actually another brand out of California, Kato, K-A-T-O. Okay. They have their own website, but you can find them in different stockists online as well. Really interesting cuts. Now, they have two variations. They have basically stretch denim, and then they have non-stretch denim.
Okay.
They have like... I believe in the stretch size, they have like a needle slim or thin.
Okay.
They have like a skinnier one, scissor cut. There's pen. And then their non-stretch versions are pretty good too. They're interesting.
Okay.
Nice colors, herringbone and such. But yeah.
But you can really get a Naked and Famous pair of denim for less than $200.
Oh, yeah.
I was
absolutely
just a little surprised. I thought it was more expensive than that.
No, Naked and Famous, I would say a good portion of them that I've come across, I would say probably was around 170, 180.
Okay.
You know, there's just one of my favorite cuts that was released this year. They had a bunch of duck canvas denim. Those are a little summery, 10 ounces, but they had a multiple... variations. They had like a black and steel, which is kind of gray. Yeah. They had an army green, and then there's like another one that's like a mustard color. But yeah, there's
okay.
You can get Naked and Famous.
Okay, cool. Now let's say I'm a baller. I have $300 to splurge on denim. Like, where do I go?
I think you would probably go when you're going that high. You want something that's very solid, has a history. I think you can't go wrong with a pair of Oni denim, Secret denim, 20 ounces. It's just one of those fabrics that put them really on the map and people love.
Yes.
I don't think you can go wrong with a pair of Secret denim.
And it's called Secret denim. Like it's the name is cool already.
Indeed it is. But the way it fades is, and such, and the way it looks, the way it feels, you can't beat it.
You have a pair, different. Right?
I do. I have a pair in blue and black. I think I have a Type 3 denim jacket that's made in Secret denim.
Yes, I have
really
that
cool.
too.
Yeah, you know, it's good stuff.
Are they fading already, your jeans, the blue ones?
No, I haven't gotten the guts, frankly, to wash them yet.
Okay.
I believe I've washed 4 or 5 pairs of denim, but because I really like my Secret denims, I don't want to mess it up. I'll experiment with other denims.
Yes.
And wash them and see how that goes. But I'll tackle it in 2021. That's a promise.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there are many. We're not going to get into this right now, but there are many ways to wash your denim, and a lot of very good websites, such as, I don't know, Denim Hunters, Denimio, or people like this, even on YouTube, will show different ways of washing your jeans that are totally safe. So
they're all safe, and you can also go to like the manufacturers.
Exactly,
they'll let you know. They'll let you know what they recommend. I'm sure they'll applaud you for you know, contacting them and caring that much about how to care for their denim.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, that's a good list.
Yeah.
In that last segment of price, you have obviously a lot of other brands, but Oni is part of really. It's a classic, and I think that's an item you need to have when you start in the denim hobby.
When you get that high up, absolutely.
Yes,
I think
if you can get that high up, of course.
When you do, hopefully, if you're listening, you probably are coming up at least. And sure, it's, you know, there's others. There's Momotaros, there's PBJs and everything. But I think in terms of the actual fabric as opposed to the cut, I think the secret denim is where you have to go.
Yes, that's a perfect example of, you know, it's you have the brand and you have the product, because that fabric is really something special.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
It's interesting. I think if I thought about it, what are some things I wish I knew a year ago that I know now, and what would have helped? I probably, as I've said, you know, pay attention to the measuring guides and such, yes. But also
size charts
and pay attention to the description of the denim, you know, if it's sanforized versus unsanforized.
Exactly.
If it's pre-shrunk versus shrink to fit, that's going to change. You know, once you wash it, long call, I mean, you can only wear it so much without washing it. You're going to need to pay attention to that.
Yes. Some of those brands, some of those fabrics, when washing, you will lose almost up to 1 or 1.5 size. So it's, I mean, lose. It will shrink down to 1 or 1.5 size. So you can go from, you know, wearing the jeans and they're a little tight to not being able to wear them anymore. Like it can ruin the whole thing.
Yeah, I think for a lot of us, you're right. We're used to, I think we're pretty much all used to sanforized denim growing up, starting out.
Oh, yeah.
Just because of the fact that it's pre-treated. Everything is done and exactly. You think that you are a certain size and such, but then if you don't pay attention and you pick up, let's say, a size that you think you are, but it's an unsanforized, you won't fit into it afterwards, yes. After you wash it. So
yes.
You got to pay attention to that. You know, you got to pay attention to the inseam size. I do regret that I didn't, I hemmed my pants, some of them, and in part because of the fact that they were, let's say, 34 inches, and my natural inseam is maybe around 29 to 30. So I didn't like the idea of 4 or 5 inches where it has to be rolled up about 4 or 5 times. It looked a little bit too thick.
Looks like a donut at the end.
Exactly. Yeah, yes. That's a good way of saying it. It's like your legs are inside and your feet is inside of a lifesaver. You went overboard on stuff. And I do wish I paid attention to that. And then the rise and all those other
things. The rise, it makes a big difference.
Truly. Even within the same, you know, if you wear Nikes, let's say, if you're a 9, 9.5 in Air Jordans, you're probably going to be a 9, 9.5 in the same like Air Force Ones or Air Maxes or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's not the case in Oni denim or PBJ. It's truly, when you get that high up, it's very bespoke almost,
yes.
On a slightly grander scale, larger scale, because it's still all made by hand and there is human error. So pay attention to that.
Yes.
Most of these websites out there will tell you exactly what's the size and what they use, what's their guide and
yes.
such. And yeah.
I think we started about a year ago. It was almost pandemic, almost beginning of the pandemic. And the fact that, for example, myself, I wasn't able to go in a shop and talk with some people there that would have explained this to me. If you're lucky enough to, you know, show up in a shop that have staff that really are kind enough to explain this whole thing to you, it's very hard to kind of learn it by yourself, because you can read everything you want online. But until you get those jeans and that you've made a mistake with choosing the size, you won't understand how uncomfortable it is if it's too tight and it's raw denim, or how weird it is to wear something that's a relaxed tapered when you're used to skinny jeans, you know. I think it's a really, as you said it before, it's a learning curve.
Absolutely.
And unfortunately, those jeans, they're pretty expensive most of the time. So the more you can educate yourself online, YouTube and everything, the better it is. And I can only recommend the Sons of Selvage podcast. They have a whole episode where they're talking about how to choose your first pair of raw denim. And it's a long...
Is that right?
Episode.
Oh, I never...
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You should listen to it. And even after listening to this, you're like, wow, it's a complicated process. It's worth it, but it's complicated.
I think all of that, I wish And honestly, I think, you know, I said this off air. You know, I'm an only child and I sort of make impulsive decisions and buy all the time. I think you really don't need more than 5 or 6 pairs of denim.
Yeah.
I bought way too much this year. And the problem is I'm not even going to be able to enjoy them properly because they're not going to get worn as much as they should. And thus you won't have as much fade. It's going to take a longer time, a lot longer for you to really see the change in a pair of denim.
You have to commit to 1 or 2 pairs for a couple months and then, you know,
switch, absolutely.
But
it's also difficult. I mean, at least stateside, a lot of people are working from home too. So it's like, how do you reconcile the fact of spending $300-$400, however much, you know, $200-$300.
Yeah.
And you're really going from, let's say, your bedroom to your other bedroom to record
true.
Work or something.
Yeah.
But you know,
sleep in your jeans, but I mean, that's it's a whole different story, but some people do it. Some people go on hikes and stuff, but not everybody has the, you know, the geographical, means to go and, you know, in the forest or whatever. So it's,
I think you were the one that told me you showered with your jeans on, but that's how you wash them.
I did that once. Yes.
Just once.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
With the 3x1s.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, that's cool.
It was a weird experience, but you know, it was something. It was interesting.
Well, that's good. That's good. Did you come across any denim yourself, or any lessons, any denim this year that you sort of liked, caught your attention?
Yes. So any denims, and also it is a lesson too. So I came across some Momotaros. So originally what I wanted was some 0306 Momotaros. So that's their tight taper, basically. I wanted something with the stripes. So that's 0306 SP. So any SP 0306, I would have been happy. I went to a very nice shop in, I'm based in Switzerland. So I went to Winterthur. There's a really nice shop. Sorry. It's called, Jeans Life. They had a few models there. And I came across those. They didn't have my size. And unfortunately, no size available for me until they showed me some 0605. So the 0605 was not only an SP, but it had the stripes, but the Sashiko stripes. So dark blue stripes and the indigo dyed leather patch. So that was something, you know, something really special.
I came across a couple pairs of denim with that indigo patch.
Yes.
That really sort of lit a fire under me. I mean, I saw same Momotaro 0301s and there's a 0401 as well. It was just like a very pretty indigo dyed, of course.
Yeah.
Patch with the same pink inseam, the pink selvage.
Exactly.
You know, yeah, Momotaro, and no stripes on this one. No Sashiko stripes, but there was that. There was actually my favorite pair of black denim that's actually not black was from Oni Denim, the Izumi black secret denims that they had. It starts off black, but then it ends up blue. It's so well dyed and everything that it looks
like. Double indigo dye or something like this?
It's something like that. I think it's just a cross. Izumi, I think, is half. It's a like sort of mashed up word of indigo and black, and so that's what it is.
Okay,
it just starts off. It's so they dye it so deeply that it looks as close to black as possible, and then over time, with fade and such, it goes to a nicer blue. But yeah, I saw a number of nice indigo patches.
So. I mean, just to finish on that story.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
No problem. We get carried away all the time.
Yes, I'm very passionate about this indigo dyed patch.
Yes. God knows we are. So basically, I started with, you know, trying on some 0306. Nothing was fitting because they didn't have my size. But then I saw the 0605 Sashiko. And I totally jumped from one cut to another. I went from tight taper to super relaxed and high rise. But because it was the Sashiko with the dyed leather patch, the indigo dyed leather patch, I put those on. They had my size. And the cut was really, it was way bigger. The leg opening was way bigger too. And, you know, but somehow I thought to myself, okay, this is what I want. You know, it's a mind trick. I got tricked totally. So I got those jeans. It was the jeans that I wanted, but not the cut. So I got those jeans, came back home, wore them for maybe 2 hours, looked at myself, and I was like, I just can't do it. It was just, you know.
I encourage you to buy them, though. I encourage you to keep them, and I tried to get you to.
You tried. The very nice people at the store tried to, honestly, and I salute them. But I had to be honest. It was like, it was too big of a jump. You know, I know that I won't be, I can't keep getting those super tight, cut with those, Japanese denim brands. I know they don't do this a lot. That's not something that's recognized in the denim world. So I'll adapt, but going from a tight taper to super relaxed, it was just too much. So that's the lesson that I wish I had learned before, is that don't get carried away because you're just trying on something that you really like, but that's not your cut. So I spent 2.5 hours trying on slimmer jeans. And then all of a sudden there's this Sashiko Momotaro that pops up, and I bought it in 5 minutes, and that was a mistake. So yeah, it was a bit of a...
There's always going to be another pair out there.
Oh, definitely.
That's the other good thing. I mean,
yeah, definitely.
It is marketing on their end, so they will sort of tell you, oh, it's a limited release and this and that. There's always going to be something that catches your attention, some combination of things.
Yes.
You know, I didn't even know I wanted indigo dyed patch until I saw it.
Exactly.
So there's always going to be something else, or Sashiko stripes and
yes,
all that stuff. There's always going to be.
We're new, so I really, I fell for it, basically. And, you know, also, Momotaro is a name that people who come into the denim world will start hearing a lot and start to see everywhere. And at some point, I was like, okay, I want those stripes on my ass at some point, you know? That's something that's, I said it in the last episode too. I gotta stop saying that, I guess. But, you know, lesson learned. I will find the right pair for me at the right time.
Did you come across anything else?
Online, yes. I wasn't able to try some, but there's a really nice pair of Rogue Territory. Yes. It's called, I have the name here, I don't want to mess it up. It's a 14 ounce Nepi Indigo. So the texture, the fabric looks really nice. It's super nappy. It kind of looks like your snow denim, but okay. I don't think it's fair to compare those two because it's really not that comparable, but it looks really nappy and slubby, and it's a really nice texture. And Rogue Territory is a brand that we like, I think.
And did you ever think did you even know that term, nappy and slubbiness?
No.
What a word.
No, never. I never.
It's always nice to expand our vocabularies.
Of course. So that's what I came across. They have really good pictures on their website also, Rogue Territory. They make really nice pictures, and it's available in a skinny, what they call skinny, which for me would be more of a slim cut, but still it looks really, really good. So that's what I came across. What about you?
I also came across a pair of Rogue Territories, but there's like a stealth one, which is like with the black warp and gray weft, and that's a nice solid pair, you know, with the lasso stitching and such.
Yeah.
Came across a pair of samurai jeans, these 710s, which were really, you know, quite nice. You know, they were called the Book of the Wind, which is based on, I guess, a Japanese book from the 1600s called the Book of the Five Rings, which is on Japanese swordsmanship and such. But these were like a pair of blue indigo with green weft and dyed and such. And just a pretty pair. The presentation of it is really nice. It comes in a really pretty box.
Okay.
Actually, shout out to there's somebody out there on YouTube, Denim For You. They did like an unboxing of it. He does really good stuff too.
Wow. Denim unboxing. That's niche. That's something special too. That's nice.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, we talked about this, maybe off air about the Naked and Famous. There's like an $800 pair of
the most expensive jeans in the world.
Is that right?
I think so.
I don't think maybe the most expensive pair of Naked and Famous.
Okay. Maybe you're right. Okay.
Because I've seen some pure blue Japans that are up there in four-figure range.
Oh, really? Four-figure range. Okay. Then, yeah. Okay, the most expensive Naked and Famous.
Yeah.
And the nicest box I've seen so far for jeans.
Yeah. Like a wooden one or something. Yeah, there's the 3x1s. I mean, you can get a pair of denim for a solid four.
Oh, yeah.
Those are custom.
Totally customs. Right. But then again, custom, you know, that's okay. That could be a whole other episode, but those super expensive jeans from Naked and Famous. So are you buying this to wear them or are you speculating on the value of those? Like you would speculate on the value of, you know, super vintage Levi's denim or stuff like this.
So you're asking a fantastic question that is probably going to be a future episode, yeah. I'm sure, at some point in time. Because I really do believe that denim is, much like sneakers 20 years ago, I really feel like denim is going to get to a point where it is an investment.
Yes.
It is going. You're going to collect it. You're speculating.
Yes.
And, you know, nobody really thought. I have a good close friend who actually purchased a basketball, Michael Jordan 1985, Star 85, rookie card. It's a basketball card. He bought it for I don't know how much, like 10, 20 bucks. Maybe, and that was part of a team pack or something.
Okay.
That thing is worth thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Nobody would think, you know, baseball cards, basketball cards are going to be worth that much money. I do think that there is, because it's something that's made by hand. It's the same as watches, you know, to sort of circle back to something in the same industry. Watches, vintage watches, well, you know this better than anybody. How much was like a Newman, Paul Newman Daytona? Probably like $200-$300 when it came out.
Much, much less than what they're selling for now. I can tell you.
That's a six, seven figure, yes. Maybe even.
Yes.
Watch. But that's another story.
Well,
that's another
I'm hoping episode. That the denim industry doesn't suffer from the same disease that's happening now in the watch industry with those watches that are selling for ridiculous prices on auctions. That's a bit of a personal opinion of mine.
Because this rant. Is
yes, I mean it's kind of destroying also the industry. It's good now; everybody's making huge numbers. Okay, very well, but there are guys out there that are really interested in this, in these watches, and that respect the art of watchmaking and everything. And now all of this is totally unattainable for them, out of reach, because there are a few. 100 millionaires, a few billionaires who are just buying because they saw it on Instagram and they saw it's the new hot thing to have. So I know people are probably already speculating on jeans. I'm just hoping it doesn't go as far as it's going now with watches and different stuff like that. Okay, I'm closing this little rant, but you get what I'm saying, I guess.
Listen, it's something that's very near and dear to your heart and to me, it's something. It's an interesting thing. I mean, at the very least, I have a different perspective because I think we're at the very early stages of it.
Oh, yes.
And if it were to happen, and that's okay because we're early investors in this. We're the people that bought Amazon when it was 10 bucks because we saw that it could be something.
Yes.
But we do. You do it especially because you enjoy enjoy denim, as do I. I mean,
yeah.
I appreciate the workmanship, the amount of effort that comes into it. I mean, I'm sitting there and watching YouTube videos on Zimbabwe cotton and
exactly
how it makes it to Japan, and there's No, I get it. There's certainly an appreciation for
yes.
it.
Yes.
I mean, another like solid pair of denim that I came across, just to sort of put a bow on it. I came across a pair of just Oni Denim Kiwamis, just a very solid workhorse
yes.
type pair of denim that you could wear any day of the week, day or night. And it's pretty. It's like,
what's the weight of those?
Well, you're asking me a great question. I do not remember.
I mean, are they like a part of those super, super heavy 18 and more, or
I think it's an 18. 18. I want to say it's 18.
Okay.
20 is reserved for the secret denims from what I recall. The heaviest I've ever seen, I think, is like 21 or 22, but just denim. But I think these are probably like 18.
Okay. So it's wearable. It's something that's, you know,
it's definitely under 20.
Okay. I'm pretty sure of. That's interesting.
But yeah, they're striped, and you know, they have like the warp, the vertical is like black and blue, and it's such variation that each piece is truly unique in the way it was dyed and everything. So.
Okay.
It's a pretty pair. It's a nice pair. We'll see what 2021 brings,
yes.
what new releases that are out there. And we'll see what we get excited about.
Do you think that it's going to be something I noticed this year is that I would get frustrated sometimes seeing some new stuff coming out and okay, maybe it's not the right time for you to spend $200-$300 and then you feel like, okay, it's gone, it's sold out. And then you see something else coming the month, 1 month after. You know, do you feel like these brands will continue to release those capsule collections? You know, small run, it's done, sold out. Okay, something else is coming right after that.
I think depending upon where you shop to pick it up, there's always going to be at least once a month, there's going to be a pair out there that as you get deeper into this, there's always going to be a pair out there that excites you. I think the well will never go dry.
Of course.
There's so many brands out there. And for me, you kind of twist and turn within this in that you're loyal to one. You shop for the denim because of the brand, as you were sort of alluding to once. You know,
yeah.
is it the brand or is it the cut?
Yeah, or the product.
As you were saying, the product in itself,
yes.
Right? And so, yeah, I think there's always going to be something
yeah.
out there. You're always going to get excited about a new brand, and especially younger brands are kind of hungry. They're
yes.
always going to try to do something different.
Yes.
And make really good, high-quality products.
So, I mean, but it means that at one point you have to commit to a pair or two and just wear them all the time if you want to get those fades and everything. That's what I'm saying is that basically, okay, you can buy a new pair of denim every month, but then how are you going to get those fades? Because we're buying, and I think we've said this previously, but we're buying a pair for what it will be, not what it is at the time of the purchase. So, I mean, what I'm saying is that this year, maybe there's going to be X amount of releases, but if you do want to still work on the jeans you bought maybe a couple months ago, you have to wear them. It's just a, you know, those fades are not going to come by themselves.
I think so. Another episode for the future is just the idea of slimmer cuts versus relaxed tapered. I think that things are going to change.
Yes.
Your body does change.
Yes.
And so I think, yes, you're going to have to fade and you're going to put, you know, you'll commit to them. But I think fashion changes too. I don't think, you know, we're not 20 years ago, we were wearing much baggier denim.
Yes.
Than we're wearing now. We made a radical change. And I think there's a slow evolution to a more relaxed cut. You know, again, this is purely an uninformed opinion, but I think men's denim wear takes a cue from women's denim wear. And, you know, they were wearing slimmer cuts.
Yes.
And then men started to wear it. And, exactly. You know, now they're moving to like what started about 4 or 5 years ago with like boyfriend jeans and such, yes. More true. Roomier cuts, I think is shifting its way to, or pivoting, I should say, to men's fashion.
Yeah, definitely.
I and that's okay. And but that's where, again, the well never goes dry. There's always going to be something new. And you have to also see what you're comfortable with.
That takes a bit of time. Also, when you're starting to wear those brands, it takes a bit of time to adapt and see what kind of cut you like, what kind of brand, the fabric, the different weight and everything. So,
but I mean, Japanese denim is interesting in that really what they're doing is looking back. It's as though it's like a reproduction of Levi's from
yes,
the
that's
early
what
20s.
It is.
It's so maybe that in itself will stand the test of time, and their denim is probably going to be a little bit more classical
yes.
in what they're doing. And so maybe it will.
Yeah, definitely. It's a perfection of those classics.
You want to put a period on this little podcast we got, episode 3?
Yeah, I think we can call it a day, call it a podcast. I don't know how you want to call it, but yeah, we have many more stuff to talk about, but let's keep it for 2021.
Yeah, maybe. I think we're not as one-dimensional as we may appear. We're thinking about I'm going to have a friend over. We may talk a little bit about watches.
Yes.
We have interests outside. As you heard from Darius's rant, he has very strong opinions on especially the watch industry and
we will
what's
geek
gone
on
wrong.
Watches too. Yes.
Yes. That. Maybe that cigars.
Music, maybe, cars, cigars, whatever.
Yeah. Just stuff that we chat about.
Let's say we'll always try to keep a section of a podcast for something else than denim.
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. And as always, we're welcome to feedback, questions, and comments. You can email us at thedenimheads@gmail.com.
Yes.
But and nonetheless, we wish you all a very wonderful new year upcoming, a safe new year.
Thank you very much, everybody, for listening. Have a very happy new year. And we will see you in 2021, most likely.
Stay safe.
Take care. Bye.